Torah is chapter 6, Mishnah 4. Kol she'ati yachol l'rabo sfeikus. However many uncertainties you add, the sfeikus and uncertainties about uncertainties, b'shus ha'yachid tamei, it will still come out that in a private domain they are rendered impure. B'shus ha'rabim tahor, and in the public domain they'll be rendered pure. So keitzad, well, so says the Mishnah, nechnas l'mavoi, if a person enters into an alleyway, v'atuma b'chatzar, and there is impurity in the courtyard. Safek nichnas, safek lo nichnas. And there's a doubt, did he enter into the courtyard? Or didn't he enter into the courtyard? We're not even sure if he entered into there. Tuma babas, or there's impurity in the house. And safek nichnas, safek lo nichnas. There's impurity, did he enter from the courtyard into the house? Vafilu nichnas, and even if he did enter, safek ha sasham, safek lo sasham. There's actually a doubt. Was the impurity actually found there in the end of the day, or wasn't it found there? Vafila ha sasham, and even if it was found there, safek shesh bakashir, safek shein bakashir. There's another doubt. Was it the right shiur? You know, certain impurities require a certain size, otherwise they can't transmit impurity. Vafila sheshba, and even if there is the right size, safek tumah, safek tahara. There's even a doubt whether it was impurity in the first place. Maybe it's not impurity, maybe it's something else. Vafili tumah, and even if it is impurity, safek naga, safek lo naga, there's a doubt, did he touch it or didn't he touch it? So with, you add up all of these impurities, right, and it still comes out that sveiko tame, in a private domain, it's still impure. Because it's in a private domain, it's still impure. Rabbi Lazar Aymer says, Rabbi Lazar, sveik bia tahor. He has a slightly different approach. He says a doubt about entering. There's a doubt, did he go into the house or not? That will be pure. That will come out pure. Safek maga tuma tama. It's only when the uncertainty is like, did he touch it or not in a private domain? That's when it's rendered impure. But he brings over at the end in the Kati that the halacha doesn't follow him, it follows the sages.